After a dry spell in our wet season on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we started to get back in the act with scattered showers and storms Sunday, and then especially yesterday with some very heavy downpours in spots, several reports of winds between 40 and 50 miles per hour. Now, other areas didn't get so much rain, but we are in the kind of pattern over the next couple of days where there'll be enough showers and thunderstorms to go around for everyone. And most of these storms today and tomorrow, many at least, will be making it to the beaches, which has largely been left out so far. So that's some good news. Moving from southwest to northeast, of course, the bad news is briefly could see strong storms, certainly some heavy downpours, could be a slow go. Highways, well, will be a slow go on highways and interstates when these storms develop. Spreading from west to east, first storms will be appearing west of Jacksonville by late morning, moving to Highway 301 to I-95 early to mid-afternoon, roughly 1 to 3 p.m. plus or minus, and then to the beaches and then offshore. So the majority of the activity this afternoon with some lingering light rain or showers into the early evening. It's hot before those storms fire up. We reach the mid-90s, feel-like temperatures, 102 to 107, and quite sticky and uncomfortable. Same story tomorrow. And then by Thursday and Friday, it looks like the storms become a little more widely scattered in the afternoon. We'll still have them, but just not quite as numerous. And that allows temperatures back into the mid-90s for highs. And then to start out the weekend Saturday afternoon, scattered storms once again to redevelop across the area. So plan accordingly, mainly morning activities. If nothing else, you beat the heat, but you also then beat the storms. In the tropics, good news here continues to be quiet, not only across the Atlantic basin, but globally, a remarkably quiet period now. And on the Pacific side, it's been record quiet, both in the East Pacific and West Pacific. Very little activity at all so far this hurricane and typhoon season for the Pacific. So even though the Atlantic started out with kind of a bang in June, things have gone quiet and much of the rest of the world not experiencing much tropical activity. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Authority weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. From the CBS 47 and Fox 30, Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.